Now, doctor, don't you worry about a thing. You go right ahead and enjoy your luncheon meeting, and I'll take care of things here. I know I'm new and have only worked here a couple of weeks, but I think I can handle anything that might come up in your absence, you know. Now, shoo, I'm in charge now. Doctor's orders. There, alone at last. I think I'll just put my feet up and take a snooze. We don't have any patients scheduled for the rest of the day, and... Yes, can I help you? Why are you holding that newspaper in front of you like that? We don't allow any soliciting in here, you know. This is the doctor's office, and... Oh, I see. Yes, you do seem to have a problem. It is very evident now that you put the newspaper aside. Tell me, how long have you had this problem? It started when you... And then she... You mean just like that? And then you... But it didn't... On my... Then what happened? That long, huh? Well, I can see why you came here. But the doctor... I mean, yes, this is my office. My receptionist is out to lunch. So I like to fill in for her. You know, kind of a change of pace. Getting to greet all the patients as soon as they come in. You know, I think it lends more of a personal touch to my practice. Now, you just go ahead and fill out some of this paperwork and... Oh, I see. Yes, I suppose since you're in so much distress, we can just dispense with the paperwork for now. You can fill out the forms afterwards. Now, why don't you just follow me into the examination room? Right in there. Now, take a seat. Oh, I guess you might be more comfortable standing up, what with your condition and everything. I'm afraid you're going to have to strip off your clothes. Everything from the waist down. Yes, your boxers too. Don't mind me. I'll just stay here and watch. I mean, I'll just stay here in case you need any assistance. You know. Yes, I guess it is hard for you to stand up straight. What with that big, huge tent popping out of your trousers. I find it easier to communicate with my patients if I just use street language sometimes, rather than medical terminology, which a patient may or may not understand. So, go ahead and drop trow. Don't be embarrassed. If I've seen one cock, I've seen 1,000. I'm a professional. You men are all alike to me. And your cocks are... Oh, my God! Look at that boner! I've never seen one that big before. Sorry. It's just that... Well, never mind. And your balls are so swollen. It's amazing that you can still walk. Now, don't you worry about a thing, baby. I've had plenty of patients with this type of problem, and I know just exactly what to do. You need to come, baby, and fast, before you explode and break something with that huge whopper of yours. Now, you just back up a few steps and lean against the wall while I go about curing your ailment. You know, we used to just give men a dirty magazine and point the way to the men's room for them to relieve themselves. But that was so impersonal. And modern medicine is all about the personal touch these days. So you just watch what I do. First of all, first thing I'm going to do is to take off my white doctor's jacket. Then I'm going to take off my white blouse. and leave just my skirt on for now, and my stockings, and my red high heel shoes. Mm-hmm. You don't mind if I just wear this bra, do you? I mean, look, my tits are so big and plump that I kind of need the support. Yeah, you can see how big they are. Mm-hmm. Just kind of oozing out of the half cups of my bra, showing off my deep cleavage. Yeah, you like looking at my titties, don't you, baby? Mm-hmm. Would you like to touch them? I thought so. Here, feel me rubbing them against your chest. Can you feel my nipples poking through your black t-shirt? Mm-hmm. Here, give me your hand. Feel my titties. Touch them. They like to feel a man's hand on them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I see you don't need any instructions from me. Mm-hmm. You know just exactly what to do. Yeah. Stick your fingers in there. Insinuate your fingers in my bra and find my nipples. Yeah, pull them out. Mmm, you have nice, big, strong hands. I like that. Now squeeze and fondle my tit flesh. Get me in the mood so I can help you out. Mm-hmm. Nuzzle my boobies like that. Suck them. Envelop my nipples with your mouth. Suck my nipples. Mm-hmm. Like when you were a baby nursing at your mother's breast. Mm-hmm. I bet she didn't have tits as big as mine. Size 32 F cup. Yeah, that's right. Mmm. Oh, baby. You sure got me in the mood, huh? Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to take care of you. Hand me that pillow off the exam table. Yeah, just throw it down on the floor in front of you. Yeah. Now I got something to rest my knees on. This floor is hard, but not as hard as you. Now, baby, I mean, sir, I'm going to have to touch your cock. I normally would use my purple nitrile exam gloves for the examination, but we seem to be all out, so I'm just going to have to touch your cock bareback with my nice, soft, smooth, bare hands. Do you like my new red nail polish? It matches my red lipstick. See? Don't worry. Pretty soon some of that lipstick is going to be on your cock. Right there. Right at the base. Uh-huh. I'm going to leave a red ring right there. Think I can't do it? Mm-hmm. Can't take your cock that far into my mouth? I can't deep throat it? Just watch me. It's the only medical procedure that I know of that will solve your current problem. Mm-hmm. Now watch as I lick your shaft with my warm, wet, ruby red lips. My, you got a long one, don't you? You like it when I cup your balls as I lick your shaft? Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to swirl my tongue around your tip. Just the tip. Uh-huh. Mm. I need to suck up some of your pre-cum. There's so much. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. You taste delicious. Mm-hmm. Your girlfriend, she didn't know what she was missing. Mm-hmm. You say she ran out on you because she thought your cock was too big and it scared her? Huh. Sounds like she was such a pussy. What you need is a nice, mature medical doctor such as myself who appreciates a man with a massive cock. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A mature woman like me knows just what to do with something like this. Now, let me get to work while you watch me. Mm-hmm. Watch me take your big, fat, thick, long cock into my mouth. Watch me caress it with my tongue. As I look up into your eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Put your hands on my big fat titties while I suck your cock. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. Oh, you taste so good, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh, your pre-cum is so sweet. Mmm. Oh. Mmm. I love it. Oh. Mm. Jesus, I didn't think you could get any bigger, but you are. Mm. I can feel your cock expanding in my mouth. It wants to go down my throat. So bad. Mmm. Mmm. I guess I'll just have to let it. Mmm. Mmm. No, I'm okay. Again. Oh, baby. I could feel your cock go all the way down my throat. Did you see the bulge? The throat bulge? No. You're looking at my tits instead? Well, I'll just have to do it again, I guess. Here, put your hands on the back of my head and pull my head towards your groin as you shove your cock down my throat. Now, don't worry about it. It doesn't hurt. I've had lots of experience. I mean, I've treated a lot of patients in your condition. So, go ahead, grab my head and pull my face closer to your groin as you stick your big, fat, hard, swollen cock down my throat. Keep going, I'm okay. Keep going. Now fuck my throat. Fuck my mouth. Do it. I can take it. You gotta come, baby. Huh? You gotta come. Be down my throat. You gotta shoot your big baby beaky. Come. Oh, down my belly. Then do it. Fuck my mouth. Oh, fuck my throat. Grab my head and clip your cock down deep. Oh,
Press against the leg. That's the way. Fuck my mouth. Jerry attacking deep. That's the way, baby. Yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me. Give me a cup. I need a little cutting down my throat. Feed me a cup. I missed lunch and I'm so hungry. Oh, hungry for cum. Do it, baby. Yeah. More.
Oh, baby, you came so much. It was like a river of cum. You shat so many loads in my mouth and down my throat. But I saved some, See my tongue? See your white tongue on my cum? Now watch me as I swallow your cum. See? All gone. That'll be $100, please. I mean, I'm sure your insurance will cover this treatment. And look, see? Your cock is going down now. You'll be all right. And remember, if you need any more medical attention with problems along this line, please be sure and come and see me again. And here's my cell phone number, just in case you have some, an after-hour emergency that you need me to take care of, if you know what I mean. Goodbye.